You should keep your elbows to yourself.
Just don't seem able to get to sleep.
I have noticed. What time is it?
I don't know, and I'm not looking. Well, Rob's in. I heard him go upstairs a while back, so it's after midnight. Were you asleep?
Of course. Fast asleep.
Mm. Well, I suppose I could go down and make us a cup of cocoa or something.
Yes. All right.
No, I don't think I'll bother. Could turn into a habit. Oh, I seem to be able to switch off tonight. My mind's going 19 to the dozen.
About the house.
But it's the sheer injustice of it.
I know.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with this house. Okay, so it hasn't been ultra-modernized or anything. But to knock us down by 10,000 is iniquitous. I mean, did Spence tell you what their surveyor had said actually was the matter?
We already knew some of it, didn't we? From what the surveyor said to me.
What about the rising damp and the pointing? Well, you can't tell me that amounts to 10,000 quid's worth.
Well, there's no point in agonizing, Mike. What are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing we're going to do is haggle.
And if he won't budge?
We'll tell him it's no deal.
If he backs out?
There are other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
You don't agree?
I don't think we should lose him, Mike, whoever he is. He's got cash. He doesn't seem to want to go for a mortgage, and he isn't part of a chain.
I know all that. I just resent being taken for a ride, that's all.
And there's this house in Bath. It does sound nice, doesn't it?
Well, smashing, yeah.
Just what we're looking for.
Okay.
Now, I honestly don't see it staying on the market for long.
Probably not.
I mean, ideally, it would be nice if I could go down tomorrow. Look it over. And if I like it, make them an offer.
Tomorrow?
No point in wasting time.
What do you mean? What, you go there and back in the one day?
Why not? There's a good fast train service.
Oh. Oh, Sir Nicola would... Well, she'd probably be only too happy to have someone ferry you around.
There's no need to bother Nicola.
Well, I'm sure she'd be delighted.
So, what are we going to do then?
yeah. You know what?
What?
I am putty in your hands, aren't I?
Does that mean it's all systems go?
Well, it means you can go to Bath tomorrow, yeah. And it means I won't scupper the sale of this place. However, I do still intend to drive a very hard bargain.
I like you when you're being masterful.
Well, give us a kiss then.
That must have been Dickon you heard coming in before. That's Rob now. I recognize his footsteps.
Oh, never mind Rob.
Poor boy. They do have him working all hours.
How's it going then?
Nearly ready.
Good. Hey.
What?
Foam?
Yeah, it's pine essence.
Where'd you get that from?
I had some at home. Brought it along.
Yeah, go on. I smell like a flipping cook.
That's about it. Get your dressing gown off.
All right.
Right then. Here we go. Got hold of the rings?
All right.
Take your weight.
Yep.
There's the stuff. Now, down you go.
Oh. Sure. I had less trouble launching the QE2.
You in?
I am.
Great.
Oh, the water's lovely. Just right. You know, nobody else seems to be able to judge it right. With Bill, it's never hard enough. And with Alexis, it nearly takes your toes off. Here, pass us the sponge, would you? I've given you up for lost, you know.
I slept in. Bill did the market this morning.
So I gather. Good old Bill. Hey, you doing anything over the weekend?
Why?
Well, it's a while since we took Jeremy swimming, and
Jeremy's going away for the weekend, isn't he? Half term.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've forgotten. Down with the pool rights. Still, why don't we go without Jeremy, eh? Just you and me?
Matt, I can't.
Got other fish to fry, eh?
No.
What do you mean, no? What do you mean, you just don't want to go swimming, huh?
Not with you, no. I also want to make it clear that from now on you're going to have to manage without me for your bath.
I see.
Sorry, but that's the way it is.
You are stopping long enough to get me out of this bath, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I suppose we should be thankful for small mercies. Won't do you any good, you know, this little piece of childishness. Because I'll tell you what I said to Bill last night. What happens at Pryor's restaurant has got nothing to do with me. Lynn wanted to run it as a separate concern, and that's what she's doing. And if the going gets too rough, she's only got to tell me. And then we can develop one cohesive expansion policy for the company as a whole. And what's more, you
Who
can
are
bloody
you
well...
yelling at now?
Me.
Why? What did you do? It's soap in his eye.
We were talking about Pryor's.
Oh.
Mm. And in case there was any doubt, he's made it very clear that he's on Lynn's side.
I work for Lynn. I'd like to work for both of you, but it's not on at the moment, is it? As soon as there's a change...
Oh, get out, will you? And take your bloody pine essence with you. Go on, get out.
Yours, too.
Cheeky, get... Who the hell does he think he is, coming in here dictating terms to me? What the hell does he know about how our company works?
Who's going to get you out of the bath?
You are.
I'll get soaked.
Serves you right. What you come in for, anyway?
The chef wants a word.
What about?
He's not happy.
But couldn't you have dealt with it?
I offered. He said he wanted to speak to you.
Well, I'm not going to speak to him in here, am I? So pass the flaming towel.
Claire! Claire! Over here!
Oh, Nicola, hello.
Oh. Lovely to see you.
You too.
I hope you haven't been waiting long.
No, no, the train was dead on time.
Oh, it is good to see you, Nicola. I gave Mike strict instructions not to phone you.
Why ever not?
Because you're a very busy lady. And you've got better things to do with your time than meet people off train.
Oh, I'm doing more than just meeting you off the train, Claire.
Huh?
I'm going to drive you to the house.
I wonder why it is I prefer you to Milton Monk.
I can't imagine. Don't count your chickens, though.
You don't know the house by any chance.
I know the area, and it's quite delightful. You'll love it when you see it, I'm sure.
I love it already. Just from the estate agent's description.
Well, Claire, this is it.
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh, it's perfect. It's just too good to be true.
Let's make our presence known then, shall we? Will you ring or shall I?
Oh, my hands have started shaking.
You mustn't get too excited. You may hate it when you get inside.
I shan't, I know. Oh, Nicola, isn't it gorgeous?
I'm green with envy already.
It's even got wisteria climbing up the wall. I've always wanted a house with wisteria climbing up the wall.
Isn't it supposed to be awfully bad for the bricks?
I don't care. Do you think we should ring again?
No, I can hear somebody coming.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mrs. Mullins.
That's right.
My name's Mrs. Nash. I've come to view the house. This is a friend of mine, Mrs. Gould.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello.
Come in, please.
Thank you.
You'd better come straight through to the living room. It's just this way. It's such a pretty house, Mrs. Mullins.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it? We'll be sorry to go, but my husband's got a new job.
Have you lived here long?
11 years, and we've done quite a lot to it, as you can see. My husband's quite a handyman. Please do sit down.
Thank you.
Thanks. You live locally, do you?
I do. Mrs. Nash is down from London.
Oh, dear. You have come a long way. Looking at lots of places, I dare say.
Oh, well, no, not really. The estate agent's been sending me their list, but this is the only house that's taken my fancy so far.
Oh, that is a pity.
Why?
Well, we've actually had a pretty good offer already. Still, it won't hurt for you to have a look around, just in case.
Hit at the post.
Oh, Claire, I'm so sorry.
And only since this morning, too. You probably missed it by minutes.
I feel sick.
I don't blame you. It's a beautiful house.
Just what we wanted.
Perhaps I should have...
What? I was going to say offer them a bit over the odds, but no. There's enough of that sort of thing going on as it is. Nobody wants to be gazumped.
So, what do we do now?
I don't know. I could catch the next train home.
Okay.
On second thoughts, though, Why should I go down like a lead balloon? There must be other houses in Bath. Why don't we try and find one?
All right.
If you've got time.
Yes, okay.
Right, then. We'll stop at the first estate agents we come to.
Well, you've really done it this time, you bloody fool.
What?
He's gone.
Who has?
The chef, Jonathan. Quit. Checked it in.
Bloody wars.
What the hell did you say to him?
Quite a bit. And I didn't whisper. Oh.
God, Matt, how can you be so stupid? Don't ask me to help you with your bath. I'll bloody drown you.
I just saw Red Bill. I told him the running of this company is my job, and if he didn't like it, he could do the other thing.
Well, he has. What's up with you, Matt? That's twice you've hit the roof today.
Look, Bill, nobody runs my life for me. Nobody. Nobody says this is what you do or else.
Except maybe your partner. We do have a small problem now, though, don't we? We've no chef.
I'll ring the agency.
You'll not get another one today.
So I'll ring the other beggar, Ernie, at home. Tell him to come in.
Ask! Anyway, he'll be asleep.
I'll wake him.
And who works the night shift, then? Oh, Matt, talk sense. Anyway, the job's half done already. 500 portions of roast pork sizzling away in the oven. Still, it needs finishing off.
Can you do it?
Well, I don't know who the hell else will. With you damn near wrecking everything. Well, I'll need another pair of hands.
Then you shall have them. I'll call Alexis. I'll tell him his big moment's arrived. I'm giving him a loan of my wheelchair. Oh, and Bill. Sorry.
Double 304. Hello, Mike.
Hello, darling. Where are you speaking from?
I'm still in Bath.
Still? Well, it's nearly 7 o'clock.
I was looking at houses till a few minutes ago.
And?
No go, I'm afraid.
Oh. Well, nothing?
Not a sausage.
Well, what about...
I haven't got another 10p. I'll tell you all about it when I get home. How about things at your end? Did you get anywhere with Mr. X?
Well, yes and no.
How do you mean?
Well, I managed to claw back $12.50, but there's a snag, because I thought we as good as had a house already. But now... Claire, I've agreed to exchange contracts in 7 days and completion in 4 weeks' time. ¶¶